Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to put down the swing manuals for a minute. We're not even going to the driving range. We're talking about something that you usually don't notice until it's too late. You know, you're on the 16th tee, your legs feel like lead, and you start making just bad decisions. We're talking about endurance, the engine.
It really is. It's the difference between finishing strong and that, you know, that total collapse on the back nine. And we're going to break down this amazing guide from a site called Golf Day Buddy. They focus on building stamina specifically for golfers in South Africa.
Which is actually a perfect setting for this whole conversation. I mean, if you can get fit for those conditions, you can probably play anywhere, right?
Oh, absolutely. Golf Day Buddy makes a great point. The land there isn't just pretty scenery. It's like a physical opponent.
The ultimate training ground.
It really is. I mean, take the Highveld. You're at a high altitude. So the air is thinner. It's not just about the ball flying farther. Your body is working so much harder just to breathe.
Right. And then you go to the coast, to the Garden Route. It's beautiful, but it's all hills, just constant elevation changes. Walking 18 holes, there's not a casual stroll. It's a full-on hike.
It's a hike where you have to stop and do something explosive every few minutes. What? And that's the whole idea. If you can train for those extremes, the thin air, the steep hills, a normal flat course is going to feel like a walk in the park.
Okay, so let's get into the how. How do you do it? Golf Day Buddy says to forget about just jogging for an hour. They really push interval training.
Mm-hmm. Which makes total sense because golf is a stop-start sport. It's not a marathon. You have a burst of energy for the swing, then you walk, you wait, you recover. Interval training teaches your heart to recover quickly between those bursts. And for those hills on the Garden Route, they even mention a study from Kip Town that's all about hill repeats.
Right, for building that leg power. But it's not just about the legs, is it? We have to talk about the core.
The core, yes. This is so, so crucial. When you get tired, the first thing that gives out is your core stability. Your body just sort of slumps. And your swing gets flat.
And you start hitting it everywhere.
Everywhere. You top it, you slice it. Golf Day Buddy says core strength is what holds your swing together deep into a round.
It's like an insurance policy for your swing.
Okay.
But you can't run the engine without fuel. And the article has a really cool localized take on this. They mentioned biltong.
Yeah, which is a brilliant choice, actually. A lot of us grab, you know, a sugary energy bar at the turn. Biltong gives you protein that your body releases slowly. No sugar spike.
Yeah.
And no crash later. It just keeps you steady.
And what about for hydration? They mentioned Rubo's tea.
Another great local tip. It's naturally caffeine free, which is a big deal. It hydrates you without giving you the jitters from too much coffee. And you really need steady hands for putting in that summer heat.
Mm-hmm. And that all connects to the real why here. This isn't just about your body. It's about your brain. Golf Day Buddy talks about courses in the free state and how mental focus is the first thing to go when you're exhausted.
That's the big aha moment in all of this. When your body gets tired, your brain basically goes into power-saving mode. You stop reading the greens properly, you don't account for the wind. So by being in better shape, you're literally buying yourself clear thinking for those last few critical holes.
Plus, you're less likely to get hurt, right? Mm. Strong, warmed-up body isn't going to pull a muscle on the first tee.
Exactly. And they even touch on the social side of it. They mention group workouts in the Winelands. So it turns training from a lonely chore into something you can do with friends.
So the big takeaway from Golf Day Buddy seems to be adaptability. Mm. Train for the tough stuff. Eat smart with things like biltong. And keep your core strong to protect your game.
It turns a physical challenge into your own secret weapon.
So here's a thought to chew on before you head out to play. We always talk about physical fitness making your golf game better. But if you build that kind of resilience, that ability to stay sharp when you're physically worn out, how much of that mental toughness carries over into the rest of your life?
That's a really interesting connection to make.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. Go hit 'em straight.